Hey, we're going to find a salt block for my horse.
Amazon.
We're going to get chicken feed for my chickens.
Amazon.
We're going to get the limited edition Joe Biden pooper scooper.
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. Aw, I stepped in shit. So what's going on?
Just hanging out, bro.
Just singing out
with my cargo.
Yeah.
So let's get right into it so we don't forget.
Okay. Jokes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were going to go a different route.
No.
Like, oh, I fucked up Anna on the way to work today.
No.
All right. Rick and Morty Mad Lib joke book. Give me a animal.
Raccoon.
A raccoon?
Mm-hmm.
Adjective? Two of them.
Let's go with rabid and, scary.
Verb.
Fuck.
Verb ending in ing.
Fisting.
Oh, boy. One, two, three, noun.
Cock ring. Alien penis and Coca-Cola bottle.
Plural noun.
Nunchucks.
All right. Here's some jokes. Why is Ghost in a Coca-Cola bottle the most scary liar in the universe?
I don't know.
Because you can fuck right through him.
That actually works. It's a ghost.
Yeah. Did you hear about the cat person who had trouble fisting a movie on his DVD player?
No.
Turns out he just had the cock ring on pause. AWS.
That's funny too.
Okay. What did Rivolio Clockberg Jr. say when he couldn't get his alien penis fixed?
What?
That really grinds my nunchucks. You're going to play Morty, Dave.
Okay.
Your line is, oh yeah? How did it smell?
Okay.
All right. I once had a raccoon that didn't have a nose, Morty.
Oh yeah? How did it smell?
Rabid.
Okay.
There you go.
Some of them worked.
Yeah. Some of them did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have a title, but...
Not yet.
We shall see. So, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Have we watched the trailer for A Quiet Place 2?
Yes. Yes, we have.
We have? Okay. Because mm-hmm. I saw that on the docket during last episode, but...
Yeah.
I made a mental note, but I was like, oh, I want to...
Yes, we have.
I couldn't remember.
That's coming out soon, too? Or is it already out?
I don't know. Let me look it up. Quiet Place Dos. It already came out May 28th, 2021.
Yeah, I thought it's been out, yeah.
And we watched that, huh?
The trailer,
trailer? I don't remember it. So, I really don't, dude. It does not memory me.
No, doesn't memory you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Now, the first one was really fucking good.
It was.
That was John Krasinski, right?
Yeah.
Was the director
and writer.
Yeah, and he did this one, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's cool. There was a list of fucking movies. Remember I mentioned this a couple episodes ago? There was a list of movies that were, like, summer preview.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember where the fucking list was. 2021 summer movies.
And the first one's already on streaming live.
The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It?
You can watch that on HBO Max, rather.
Okay, I don't have that. Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Does that at all interest you?
It interests me, but it got moved to November. They just said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Space Jam 2?
That's no.
Fuck no. LeBron James.
Yeah.
The Suicide Squad.
I haven't seen the new version. Is that like a sequel?
Ooh.
Or?
Let's see.
Dust, you know already?
Let's see here. So basically it's Suicide Squad 2, but it's just called The Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay. So it is a sequel.
It's this one. It's got John Cena in it?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Oh, which one should we watch then? Probably this one, right?
Yeah.
From our movie coverage or IGN?
Well, we go with IGN. Yeah, I knew...
it's a little bit shorter.
Pete Davidson was in it also.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Is this one going to do that too?
Yep.
Oh. All right, well, I'm going to have to sign in here so we can... Oh, wait, maybe we can see it on here. Does it make you sign in on...
I don't know.
Suicide Squad.
I think I have seen the trailer because that looks familiar. John Cena plays that guy there, the red and blue and yellow, I think.
You might have seen it. I don't think I've seen it.
The trailer or the movie poster looks stupid.
At Thrive End.
Nope. At what?
At Eat Your Own Dick Face.
Supervillains.
Eat Your Own Dick Face, huh?
Sad souls in costumes. Wanting you to think them all dark and deep. What's the like? Live your life as a punchline. But all it would take would be one blessed act of rebellion.
Is that Rat Girl?
For you to restore your dignity in its entirety.
You know the deal. Complete the mission, you get 10 years off your sentence. You fail to follow my orders in any way, and I detonate the explosive device in the base of your skull.
Love him or hate him, these are your brothers and sisters for the next few days.
Any questions?
Hand?
Yes, that is your hand. Very good.
We're all gonna die.
I hope so.
Oh, for God's sake.
Fuck that guy.
Mission, you die.
If we find out any information you give us is false, you die.
If we find out you have personalized license plates, you die.
What? No.
So the only reason I would see this is because of Margot Robbie. Otherwise, it looks like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I don't like James Gunn.
It's dumb. It does look dumb. It doesn't look like the first one. It looks dumb.
And you know, typically I'd be like, oh, John Cena. No, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
After he cowered to China.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
No.
He made some comment about, you know, China doesn't acknowledge, was it Thailand or fucking whatever, one of those fucking Asian countries over there. Mm-hmm. And I forget which one it is, but he said something about that country being a country. And China was like, oh, you want to say that they're a country? Well, fuck you, then. We're not going to do whatever. And then he goes on fucking YouTube or whatever. And, I'm so sorry, China. I didn't mean to.
Does he really?
That country is not a country. It's like, no, pussy. No, they are a country. Let's see if pussy. I can look it up real quick. It's so stupid. John Cena cowers to China. Let's see if we can find the... Taiwan, not Thailand. Taiwan. I was close. So he made a... This so we got it clear. John Cena called pathetic for apologizing to China over Taiwan remark. John Cena was on the receiving end of a pile driver Tuesday from American Twitter users after his pathetic apology to China for referring to Taiwan as a country during a promotional spot for his new movie F9.
Oh,
so he's in the Fast and Furious series 2.
Yeah, I knew that.
Taiwan is a country. Hong Kong should be free. If you're unwilling to say these things because it might hurt your bottom line, you are a pathetic coward, conservative pundit Ben Shapiro posted on his country. On his Twitter account. Pathetic was Republican Senator Tom Cotton's reaction to Cena's mea culpa. Cena, speaking Mandarin, went on Chinese social media site Weibo Tuesday to apologize for calling Taiwan a country during a promotional interview for F9, the latest installment for the Fast and Furious franchise earlier this month. The Chinese, who consider Taiwan a rogue province that is part of their territory, erupted in outrage at his blunder. I made one mistake. I have to say something very, very, very important now. I love and respect China and Chinese people. I'm very, very sorry about my mistake. I apologize. I apologize. I'm very sorry. You must understand that I really love, really respect China and the Chinese people. My apologies. See you, Cena said. But many Chinese netizens... Okay.
Yeah, that's the citizens on the net.
Oh, okay, we're unsatisfied with the gesture because Cena stopped short of saying that Taiwan is part of China in his statement. Still didn't say that Taiwan is China. Is it so difficult? One user wrote under his post. Keith Olbermann, how shameful, Cena. Taiwan is a country and a democracy. You just apologize to a dictatorship. Joe Walsh tweeted, pathetic, John Cena, just pathetic. Actually, it's better to post a video and directly say that Taiwan is part of China. What's the point of apologizing? Posted another user. Please say Taiwan is part of China in Chinese, otherwise we will not accept, demanded another commenter. The apology set off its own firestorm in the U.S. that hit Cena like a flying suplex.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Olbermann, the former ESPN and MSNBC commentator who knows his way around controversy, called Cena's remark shameful. Jim, what is that, Skyoto? Why not call a decades-long healthy and functioning democracy a country? Because much of Hollywood operates in fear of Beijing, many of its blockbuster movies dependent on the mainland Chinese market. Taiwan is a country and a democracy. You just apologized. Okay, we already read that. Cena should be asked for his little movie promotion junket if he accepts or rejects the U.S. State Department's conclusion that China is engaged in genocide against ethnic and religious minorities of color in Xinjiang, said conservative commentator Guy Benson. CNN anchor Jim Sciotta was also part of that. Okay, we just read that. Others recalled Cena's career as a champion professional wrestler and expressed their disappointment in his
cow-towing
to a rival of the U.S. I grew up watching this man never lose and always come through to save the day for me. Tonight, I see a coward who just lost to China.
Mm-hmm.
What a sad day for all John Cena fans. The WWE's John Cena would have done the exact opposite in the situation. I guess this is his true side, and he was just playing a role all these years.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's the same thing that Rock did
mm-hmm.
when it came out, like, what was it? Something with The Rock where he basically, like, oh, it was when he got behind Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was because of his movies make so much money in China, he's looking at his fucking bank account as opposed to what's right for the actual country. Yep. And he plays this whole, well, Kamala Harris and all this shit. Well, fuck Rock and fuck John Cena.
Yeah.
And go ahead. The rest of you keep fucking talking. You motherfuckers need to stay out of politics because it's going to... I hope everybody just does not see this movie so we can make the fucking point. Stay the fuck out of this shit. It's mm-hmm. none of your goddamn business.
Yeah.
Let us nobodies talk about it. You fucking stay out of it. Or we'll end your goddamn careers.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thoughts on it, but I gotta get enough fucking people behind that. You know, if nobody goes and sees these movies that he's in,
yeah,
this shit will stop.
Yeah.
But until then. Hey, why would you apologize? Is Taiwan not a fucking country? I understand China's stance on it, but who gives a fuck what China's stance is on it? Taiwan is a country. So why are we going to sit here and apologize to China because we said a country's a country?
Yeah.
Well, did you know, Dave, that
America for
Russia's
doing
a country? Oh,
no,
China has an issue with it? Oh, well, I'm sorry that I said Russia's a country. No, fuck off.
You know, shit.
He should have doubled down and said, listen, I don't give a fuck that you have that you think this, but see, then they wouldn't air his movie over there, which means his bank account doesn't bolster.
Yeah, he's a sellout.
It's bullshit. Go fuck yourself, Cena. Mm-hmm. And go fuck yourself, Rock.
Yep.
How does backing Biden and Kamala work out for you now? You fucking idiot.
Yeah, shit.
Nobody go see these idiots' movies.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Stop promoting them. Stop following them. Let them know with your fucking your money, because your money is what's making them money. Let them be huge in China.
Yeah.
And they can fucking stay over there, though.
And he did it all in Chinese or Mandarin, too. What a fucking faggot.
I wonder if we can see the video of that.
Right there.
That's long. Let's do the quick one here.
Yeah, say a minute and 20 seconds or whatever.
How do you do the impression, Dave?
I don't.
You normally do.
John Cena?
No, when you're doing like a Asian impression.
Oh, ching ching bong ding dang ding and one ding dong.
So that's pretty much what
Taiwan,
it's gonna sound like.
Bong ding dang oh.
Since it's ads.
Pussy.
I am American pussy. So, is he just literally making sounds, or is he actually saying, like, you can't tell me he memorized that in a different language, and he don't speak that shit.
I was like, does he speak it?
What did I just say? I had to have said something. You think when we make fun of it, we're actually saying their word?
Very,
because
very possible.
To me, their language sounds like noises.
Yes.
But then again, like, when I hear, like, Russians talk, it sounds like they're saying, it's not just noises.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole Asian thing, it literally sounds like fucking noises. Like,
Well, that's what people always said. Like,
what the fuck is that? How's that?
What's the really bad joke? How did someone name their kids? And they're like, I don't know how. Oh, they just threw a bunch of pots and pans down the fucking stairs, and whatever noise it made was their kid's name.
Yeah.
Ping, tang, ting, chang, you know, that kind of thing.
I love it.
You never heard that?
No.
I was like in third grade when I heard that.
Wow. I'm a little late to the party, I guess, on this one. Oh, that's good. Like.
Yeah. I think it was like an Asian kid in school or something. They go, oh, guess how his mom called his name? I was like, I don't know. Yeah, threw a bunch of fucking, you know. So you could, who's a famous, like that Yao Ming, right?
Yeah.
How did Yao Ming get his name? Well, his mom threw some pits down the pit, hit her husband, and he said Yao, and then it hit the fucking wall, it said Ting, you know, or Ming Ming, you know, that kind of thing. It was really bad.
It makes it really like those old comics. Pow, bang, boom.
Yeah, back in the Batman days.
Oh, it's pow, bang, boom. Your name is pow, bang, boom.
Yeah. You know, Kim. It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, what's your name? Jeff. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's on your birth certificate. Yeah. Oh, bang, boom.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well.
That's interesting. Go fuck yourself, John.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck, dude? I don't know. It's frustrating. So let's keep moving on. Respect. You know what that is?
Nope. Isn't it Aretha Franklin movie? Oh. I think it is. I think it's an Aretha Franklin fucking biopic.
Oh, with Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
Does she play Aretha? Probably.
Not
interested. You interested in that?
No, not at all.
Candyman.
A new version?
Yeah. They're remaking Candyman.
With the original?
No, it's with... the name is Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. Or Yabba Dabba Doo. So, you want to see this trailer?
Is it a fucking movie or is it a fucking...
No, it's a movie.
All right.
A spiritual sequel to the horror film. Oh, it's a sequel that returns to the now gentrified Chicago neighborhood where the legend began. So the neighborhood that's been torn down,
mm-hmm.
Green, right? That's what it was all about?
Yeah.
You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Let's fucking watch this trailer.
Doesn't it look like a fucking motion, like a cartoon or
yeah,
claymation type mm-hmm. shit? That's why I think it was... Hey, guess what? I don't like you either.
Why? Why don't you like that guy?
He's pretentious.
He's a pretentious asshole?
Yeah.
We're talking about Jeff Goldblum. Mm-hmm. That's the ad. Okay. This is for Candyman. Stop motion.
Mm-hmm. It even says paper trailer on it.
Yeah, this is the... It's a trailer done with, like... That's interesting. I hope the movie's not like that.
This is the worst trailer ever.
Yeah, maybe let's see if we can find, like, the actual trailer. Because I'm not getting the story out of that.
Me either.
At all. So let's watch this one.
I think that's the original.
Candyman. The urban legend is, if you say his name five times while looking in the mirror, he appears in the reflection and kills you.
Who would do that?
Candyman. Well, we're still alive. Let's go. Trina, you broke the door. This isn't funny.
I feel really connected to this neighborhood. Cabrini Green. It was a project. I just moved in around the corner.
The old candy factory.
I'm an artist.
You look up a candy man. He's the monster. It's part of this neighborhood.
Jordan Peele produces it.
I'm hoping to spread the story all about Candyman. The mirror invites you to summon him. You should say his name. I dare you.
Candyman.
Don't say that.
Candyman.
When does Willy Wonka show up? There's only the Candyman can.
I think I made a mistake. I brought him back.
Candyman isn't real!
Something's happening to me.
He had a purpose for you, to be another one of his terrible stories.
I guess he found me. I am the writing on the wall. The sweet smell of blood. Be my victim.
This isn't real. It's not real.
So, I have a question. I never saw the first one, Dave.
Oh, really?
So, hi, my name is... Nope. So, this one is the spiritual sequel. So, what I'm getting out of this one is that the spirit of, say, Candyman has inhabited this guy's body.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Through, you know what I mean? So, and in the first one, though, like, I remember seeing it like, they actually shot at Cabrini Green.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recall, like, I know I saw, like, when I was really young.
There was actually a man that was doing it.
Okay.
Like an actual Candyman killer guy.
Yeah. And something with the bees and all this shit. I remember that, but I don't remember
what it was with the bees, but I remember a big part of it.
Yeah. So, but it was an actual guy. Now it's, like, the spirit of that killer
yeah.
that's inhabited this guy, it looks like. Okay. Well, that's interesting. You're going to see that, you think?
I might see it if it's, like, you know, on free somewhere. I got nothing else going on.
Jackass 4.
I believe that is the last Jackass installment, is what Johnny Knoxville has said.
Really?
I have not
seen he's getting kind of old, dude. You can only fucking destroy your body so much.
Yeah, I'm curious if Steve-O's in that one.
Have you seen the trailer for
this?
No,
I have not.
Oh, it's currently filming, actually. But it's slated to come out on, what's this thing? September. But here on IMDb, it says it's still filming. Hmm. And it gives October 22nd as the date. So what is it, October or is it September?
They must have changed it. Eric Andre's in it. Shaquille O'Neal.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk. I don't see your guy.
Who?
Who did you say?
Johnny Knoxville, the second one in.
Okay. Well, yeah, he's in. I thought you were talking about Wee Man.
No, I said Wee Man. I didn't say Wee Man. I said Steve-O.
Steve-O, yeah.
In Knoxville, the only two I talked about. But yep. Eric Andre, have you seen his movie Prank, the movie?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. It's called Bad Trip. My bad. Bad Trip. It was on Netflix. Watch the trailer for this.
All right.
It's basically pranks.
We're going to watch
that. I like the little Ray, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do guy. He's funny.
I don't know who that is.
Black guy.
That's racist.
We are about to embark on a trip of a lifetime.
Why did you do that?
Don't play with people!
I don't think we're ever going to get out of this town.
I'm telling you, seeing Maria today, that was a positive moment.
Maria!
My God, Chris!
I've been here forever!
If you're ever in Manhattan, I'll show you around.
Great! Okay.
Yes.
I'll see you
great
later.
Seeing you, Chris.
Look at our lives, man. Spinning our wheels, job after job.
Can you just hit that on switch on the vacuum for me? Thanks, man.
Oh my God, turn it off! Oh, I'm gonna get fired again!
Oh! It's finally time for that big adventure, brother. I'm talking road trip
to the promised land.
The M-Y-Sweet.
We're not taking my sister's car, man.
She will kill us.
Your sister's in jail. She'll never know.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell nobody. I'll kill every single one of you.
Snitches get stitches.
We got 4 whole days. We can kick back, relax, and breathe in America.
Want to turn around? I'll hold it for you.
Somebody turn it off! Hey, swallow some of it!
It's like Borat, kind of.
He's a little nervous. We're the only
where they did actual pranks, and but fit it in with a storyline. But got actual reactions and shit.
You seen these dudes right here? They stole my car. You know what? Sometimes you just gotta...
Sorry, I thought the window was open!
Why did you do that?
You
asshole!
Don't play with me,
boy! I could have done this
without
you.
I know.
Dude, I'm gonna get a selfie with the gorilla.
He's a human being!
Steven Todd? Steven Todd?
Yeah. It was actually pretty good. I was impressed. Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of Bad Grandpa did. Bad Grandpa, where they went around and did like these pranks at different like real things, but people didn't know.
Bad Grandpa, they didn't do that.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Sure about that?
With
Johnny Knoxville.
No, that wasn't Bad Grandpa.
Yeah, it was.
Bad Grandpa was what's his name? Fucking
I swear it was. Did the second one, Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, what the fuck am I thinking of?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
Robert De Niro.
Oh, that was a shitty Robert De Niro movie, Grandpa.
Yeah, but is it called Bad Grandpa?
I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Where they did the same kind of thing.
I thought it was called something else. What the fuck is Robert De Niro's movie?
Shitty. It's probably called Shitty because, you know, I'm a pedophile. He's got to cover it up.
Yeah.
Raging Bull.
No, it's not it.
Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa. There you go. All right, I was close. Yeah. Bad, dirty, same thing.
Yeah, close. Had Grandpa in the name.
Yeah.
He's a pedophile. He gets mad at Trump because Trump was going to have him arrested.
And he's, dude, he fucks a girl in the movie that's like 12 years old. No, she's older than that. She's probably like 25. But he bangs a younger chick in the movie.
Does he now?
Yeah.
What's the actress's name?
It would be...
Zoe Deutsch?
No.
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza, yep.
Gross.
The chick from fucking Parks and Rec.
Let's see if we can find that. Oh, yeah, I was going to log in so we could watch the thing, but I don't need to now because of the...
Yeah.
We found it elsewhere. Let's see. That's it?
Yeah.
7 minutes and 19 seconds? The long...
I think it's that one. I'd have to see it, but I think because I got to sign in.
Everything we want to do on YouTube today wants you to sign in.
We don't need to.
Yeah, we don't need to.
Pull up Small Fortune trailer. I'm going to transition to TV.
I'm going to do it on IMDb.
All right.
Because I don't want to log in.
Oh, you wouldn't need to for that, but it's his TV show. No, you clicked on the wrong one.
It's a game show.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but that's not the right one.
Oh.
There's two.
Oh. Fucking A.
I know. I didn't realize there was two. But yeah, the second one, US. US, yeah. I started watching this show. It's actually interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a trailer with some music.
Is there a trailer? Okay. There's a trailer right there. But first, we got to get through this ad for
seen that
Jeff Goldblum's
penis enlargement pills.
NBC.
Prepare for an epic journey around the world as competitors face the toughest challenges of their lives. Teams push to their absolute limits. The teeniest, tiniest games ever seen on TV.
Tiny games, but they tough.
With over $250,000 on the line, they'll play five mini games.
The pressure's on you.
But they'll only walk away with the cash if they can steal it. In our final game, the Big Little Heist.
Let's open that bank!
Sit back.
Let's play ball.
This ain't your grandma's game show. Or is it? This is Small Fortune.
It's my first season on the show. I can't have a heart attack yet.
Was that guy doing an impression of Chris Rock?
No. That's just how he sounds.
Oh, okay.
But it's interesting.
Well, that's so. It's basically a it's a mini heist game show.
Yeah, yeah. And you see, well, not every game is a heist, right. But the end thing is yeah. So like the first one I watched, I believe, was a girl, her mother, and her grandmother, and one of the games she had to play. She had this long stick about this long, really thin. And she had to, in like a jail cell, she had to reach it through the jail cell, pick up keys off the side of the wall, and then bring them back, put them into a bucket inside the jail cell without knocking things over.
Hmm.
And so like, let's say that game is worth $50,000. You get one free practice. And then if you decide to do another one, they take off like $2,500 or $5,000 or whatever the limit is they take off. And you can practice as much as you want, but every time you do, you lose money. And she practiced. Her first practice, she did it perfectly. And then she's like, well, I want to practice one more. Like, well, it's going to cost you $5,000. So it went to $45,000 or whatever it was. She practiced. She knocked shit over. So he's like, oh, fuck. Now, you know, now I got to do it again. So he's like, I'm just going to do it. So she did it a third time and she did it fine. But, yeah. And then her mother, so like grandmother, had to do a fashion show. So they have like a cat runway and an arch. So you have to come through the arch with your fingers and you have to walk with your fingers, right? Blindfolded. There's a little spot in the end of the fucking runway. You have to stop your hand in there and say pose. They'll take a picture.
And if you're there, then you win the thing. If you miss, then you're out. And so she did it. She went like not even a quarter of the way down the runway. And she opened her eyes and saw. She's like, oh my God, I want to practice again. Practice again, got like halfway down the runway. Lost some money. Practice a third time, got a little bit closer. And then the last time she stopped like an inch away from where she needed to be.
Mm.
And so she didn't win it, which was funny. And then another group had to play, you saw it in the trailer, a little tiny little wedding cake and plates and silverware on a plate or on a table with a tablecloth. And she had to pull it, yeah, without knocking anything over the ground. Yeah. It's interesting. I haven't seen the beer one there that they have there, but they did do the one, the Oval Office.
This one here?
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Well, let's watch it.
Oh, it's from the UK. It's not even America's one.
So, yeah, because this is, it started in the UK,
yeah.
It looks like. And
Or a good TV show starts in the UK and we steal it.
Okay, should we watch that?
And that's the actual final thing where you do all three people have
right
to play three different versions, yeah.
You want to watch that?
Yeah,
instead?
That's Breaking the Bank. That's the actual heist.
Let's watch it and see. Oh, you got to log in.
Boys, on the cusp of playing for £120,000. Are we ready
for
it?
Oh, this is UK.
I know this.
It's time to reveal the final game.
I'm curious how close it is to the American version of the final game.
It's the same studio they filmed Millionaire in.
Smallest Fortune! The money you have banked is locked in a tiny briefcase. To retrieve your winnings, lift the case off the pole. However, touch the pole and you will activate the alarm and your team will leave with nothing.
Yeah, so it's a different version.
This is your smallest challenge yet. 10 centimeters is all that stands between you and a small fortune.
That's all you have to do?
For theirs. The other one is different. That's why that's different.
So the game is even smaller. Pressure obviously is even bigger. The hoop is just 2 millimeters wider than the pole, so there's no margin for error.
Mm.
You can rest in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Get the briefcase off without touching the pole, and you win your small fortune of £120,000.
All right, so it's a bad version. Bad
so
one to click on,
so
it's not what I wanted you to see.
All right, let's go to this one then.
Yeah, that's the American version.
What? First we have to get through the Jeff Goldblum commercial.
That is everywhere today.
Well, I'm eating his penis.
Why is he doing an ad for condoms?
What the fuck? Looks like a chemtrail here. Chemtrail. All right.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just the end of it.
Got
the
it.
Big game. For
there's
all
three
that
sections,
money,
and they're only showing you the last.
Remember,
section.
You're going to be the one that press that red button to start the clock, and you're going to be the one that press the red button to stop the clock once you get all those stacks of dollars on
yes.
the money holder.
Yes.
The chopper goes,
yeah.
And you guys won $170,000.
Woo! Okay.
Ooh. All right. Yeah. Press the button when you're ready. A minute and 14 seconds
So the
left.
First year stopping for a second.
Yeah.
Crunch time.
Hang on. There we go.
The first two guys did the first two levels. So when you first start, the safe is shut, okay? Mm-hmm. Around the whole outside, there are three small, about, we'll say an inch, maybe a quarter of an inch in diameter, key cards, different colors, red, green, and blue, hidden throughout the little scenery there, and they had to put it on the three spots on the stairs to open mm-hmm. up the gate. And then the second person then, so that's first person, they have to stop the clock once they get everything open. Then there's three magnetic spots on the gate or on the door, vault door, and they had to flick dynamite with magnets on it to get it to stick on all three, and you just rotate it, which is in the trailer. So those two guys had already done that. You start with 2 minutes on the clock. They're down to a minute and 14. What she has to do now is basically stack three stacks of money, which you see the three stacks on the blue there.
Mm-hmm.
She has to stack those three stacks of money on that white floaty thing that's hooked up to a remote control helicopter.
Okay.
So that's mm-hmm. what we're going to watch.
All right.
Go. There it is.
Come on, come on, come on.
Don't fuck
be gentle,
up.
Be gentle.
Yeah, it's not safe.
So okay. There's three different size money pack stacks, too.
You're good, you're good, you're good. Take your time.
Good you can only time. Use one hand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the smallest.
Why
stack.
Wouldn't you start with the smallest first? Makes the most sense to me. Yeah.
That's the middle
good,
stack.
Good.
No, big stack.
Come
on, Judy. Who is this Wax?
He's in a lot of shit, dude.
Okay. Go with me on this one.
Yeah.
You know the actor who is on Blackish? He also does the that one show, To Tell the Truth?
No.
Where you get
I don't watch Blackish.
All right. Let me. I don't remember the guy's name. I can never remember. But somebody's like, Anthony Anderson.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, he does kind of look like
looks him. Like Anthony Anderson
sounds
with
like
Chris Rock's voice,
or Kevin Hart's voice
when he's going wild.
Yeah,
when that guy is going wild, it's Anthony Anderson doing Chris Rock.
Yeah, scroll down and click on him. Go back, scroll down and click on him, and you can see some of the shit that he's in
here. Oh
no, the IMDb.
Who this guy?
Yeah, he's in other shit, a lot of other shit.
His name is. Where the fuck is the. They don't fucking have him listed here as.
Oh, that's weird. There's storyline, user reviews.
Where's his name?
Oh, weird.
Who is this guy?
It's like Lil. Type in Lil Ray. L-I-L and then R-E. Yeah, Lil Rel Howery. That's him. Get Out. That's the one that he's most famous for.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I never saw any of these movies.
You never saw Tag?
Or Free Guy.
You saw Bird Box?
No.
You didn't?
I mean, I did, but not really. Like, I was kind of interested, but not really.
Oh, let's see what else he's been in.
Yeah.
Good Boys. Did you see Good Boys?
No, I have never seen any of this shit.
Really? That's probably why you don't know him.
Yeah. In Living Color?
Yeah.
No.
He's funny-ish. But yeah, he was
he's
really
also Blackish.
He is. Yeah, he was really funny in that movie, the car movie one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to see Free Guy. I want to see Get Out, and I want to see Tag.
Yeah, I want to see Free Guy. I have Tag. I can let you borrow Tag.
Yeah, that's based on a true story.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's cool. This show looks pretty good, though.
Yeah.
It's a small fortune. But...
Yeah, it's actually interesting. It sucks that there's no more... Yeah, that's it reminds me of another thing that I was going to bring up as a joke last time. Scroll down. The weird two dudes are down, that one. Johnny Showcase. Have you heard about Johnny Showcase yet?
Mm-mm.
Johnny Showcase was on America's Got Talent last week.
What is that noise?
I don't know. Some video, I think your YouTube video maybe. Or Lil Rel Howard, that one. Something was talking.
Yeah. It sounded like it was like on a. Oh, was it my phone?
Oh yeah, I didn't think it is.
What the
walkie-talkie yep,
thing?
Yep.
Okay, let me put my phone on the quiet real quick here. All right.
So Johnny Showcase.
Should I click on it?
It's kind of funny, but kind of a train wreck. Yeah. And Matt actually posted it on Facebook, like an actual YouTube version of his music video for this song. Which I think is very funny.
Matt Coachella?
Movie, yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
So this is Johnny Showcase from AGT.
Yeah, his song is called Sensual. Kind of halfway stole it from Snuggle Buddies. Well, you'll see.
My name is Johnny Showcase, and I'm 40 years old. I'm an entertainer. Singer, songwriter, mover, shaker, music maker, part-time lover, full-time parent. This is my spiritual advisor, Rumi Kitchen, and my singers, The Truth.
Rumi Kitchen.
We've been performing for 15 years. We've done everything you can do.
I've got enough sweat in the game to fill up a swimming pool. It's good, but a lot of the feedback that I get that I'm sort of a cross between Prince Harry.
Let's go, Johnny.
And a minotaur, like a man horse. You know, for instance, ask me if I'm nervous.
Are you nervous?
Nay.
Nice. So satisfied with that answer, yeah. Too.
They say, fake it till you make it. Well, I've been faking it for a long time. And this time, I think I'm going to make it.
He's just a train wreck, dude.
Hi, everybody.
Finally, someone came dressed for the party.
Hello, Sophia.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hello.
Who are you guys?
Oh, my name is Johnny Showcase. This is my spiritual advisor, Rumi Kitchen. And they're collectively known as The Truth.
Ah, hello, lady.
That makes sense.
So what are you advising him on?
Cosmic spirals, centers in your body, centers outside of your body.
Like his hair, or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So what got you into this?
Well, I've been listening and loving music from the time that I was, just a little kid with a radio and a microphone. And I listened to all the greats, you know, Stevie Wonders and Cyndi Lauper's and, of course, the legendary Paula Abdul, one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to envision that I was in the Opposites Attract video and I was the cat.
It's such an awkward thing, isn't it?
All right. Well, good luck.
Simon looks annoyed.
I need a spiritual advisor.
Well, get him. I don't think he's that busy, to be honest with you.
Rumi Kitchen. Remember, Snuggle Buddy. Snuggle Buddies.
Okay.
Wait, oh, wait.
For you, but I got the situation at home, girl. It makes me blue. I'm nearly bound to a bed, for this is what we got to do.
Yeah.
We got to be sensual, but not sexual, because I'm married. We got to be sensual,
but not sexual,
because I'm married. You do the electric slam.
That's right.
Well, I can survive by the look in your eyes, but you've been looking at my ring. Of course we can touch. We can't do all that much, what? Because I'm married.
Johnny Showcase!
I'm married. Girl, if you like what you see, come and look at my friends.
The girls with the armpit hair.
Oh, girl, so attractive, just so she. You're my queen, although she wears the crown. And although we might do sanitary split, I'm not gonna bore you down. Ooh. We've got to be sexual, but not sexual, because I'm married. We've got to be sexual, but not sexual, because I'm married.
I could see this being its own Vegas show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is the point, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he made a believer out of Simon. Simon's...
Simon, why are you leaving?
I'm
I've got to be honest with you, this is not your real name, Johnny Showcase. You were so annoying. And then the act started, and it was brilliant. One of my favorite acts, I've got to be honest with you, this year.
Wow. Thank you.
Sophia, I really enjoyed it. It was a really big surprise because of all that you were talking. I really like...
Just rubbish.
Then you, like... transform yourself in this like fantastic thing. It was great. I loved it.
It means a lot coming from you.
What did you think, Howie?
Oh, there aren't even words. I gotta say, I've said this before to many people who've been on the show, but the key for me is when you move an audience and when you can transport us. I think you're funny. I think it's kitschy and it makes you smile. It makes you want to sing along. I love it.
Yeah. That was so much fun. I also, girls, love the hairy armpits.
We are a body so positive gross. Group.
That's
we
right.
Are a body positive
wrong
group.
That. Natural.
All right, let's vote. I'm going to kick it off with a big fat yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
I like it for the eccentric play on what they're trying to do, but in general, it's.
Thank you.
But I saw it last time. I was going to bring it up. I think it's funny, but once again, another person stealing my line.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole just not sexually.
We're here to please you, just not sexually. That's my thing. Like, so Johnny Showcase listens to our show. So Johnny Showcase, thank you for using our line. Fucking dick. Stealer.
Yeah, at least this fucking idiot back here.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Hang on. Who the fuck is this guy just standing there with his shirt off?
He's a contestant. He's the next contestant.
Waiting. Hands on his hips. Like,
he's waiting. He's the next guy.
He looks like a douche. All
right. Yeah. So it was interesting.
What day is AGT on?
I think it's on Tuesdays. So there should be a new one up tonight that I could watch.
Okay. On the Hulu? Or
yeah, I watched it on the Hulu.
Okay. I have to...
It's interesting. I don't like him at all.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like everybody watches this shit.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people seem to be talking about it. And I don't ever watch it live. I only watch it when you come in here and like, you got to see this thing or this guy or this person.
Yeah, the golden buzzer one there. What's down one? Down one right here. The thing that sucks about her is I don't think she's going to make it to the live rounds, even though she won a golden buzzer, which means she goes to the live rounds. I think she's going to be dead before then.
Right.
She's got a bunch of cancer. And it's part of her, wow. It's part of her backstory, and I think that's why she got the golden buzzer.
Because they gave her golden buzzer because of her backstory. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was a good song.
Fast track you to the fucking thing, so you don't you go dying on me.
Yeah,
then.
I mean,
do we want to watch
it?
Do we want
a douchebaggy thing to say?
Yeah, but sometimes truth does.
And she's weird too. She's eccentric. She goes by Nightbirdie. That's her singer name.
She's a singer?
She's a singer. Yeah, she
do
wrote
we
a song.
Do we want to watch it? Or do we not?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of other ones that are better that we can watch from that.
Now, do they normally do like a bunch of good ones and then do like one episode where it's just all
no,
red
buzzers?
No,
they sprinkle in the buzzers throughout.
Right. Has there been, like, I always like the really bad ones, but I mean.
Oh, okay, you like bad ones, then watch Sethward Returns. Who? I talked about him. This one right here. Bottom one.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah. I talked about him last week. You don't remember him, but it actually does, in his package, shows all the other times he's come on the show.
Well, he's come on multiple times.
Huh? This is the fourth time, and he's fucking terrible. He is it's so bad, and I somewhat, in a way, feel bad for him that he has to live his life. But
he has to live his life.
I'm Seth Ward. I'm 32 years old, and I am a performer.
Why
this
do they
is
keep
my
letting
time
him
being back at America's
this
Got
is so
Talent,
bad.
And that's huge for me.
My name is Seth Red, the caterpillar.
His full nose, goodbye.
I'm a giraffe.
That's the same guy.
2, 1, no! How did you come back each time? Like, what was the process mentally?
I think that failure is a part of life, and taking that failure and learn from it and. You know, I've grown a lot. I think my saving grace was the community that banded behind me.
online, there were people around the world who thought it was great. And honestly, that gives me the confidence to get out there and fly.
It's so bad.
I think for me to win, I have to show the judges something that they've literally never seen
before.
The only
thing that's grown is his fucking mustache.
It's a big task. But I think if I can just get past this round, I think the sky's the limit.
Do they red buzzer him as soon as they see who it is?
No.
Oh, okay. Because at a certain point, you think that would just happen. Oh my god.
It's a baby peacock, I think.
I don't know if that's a baby.
I can do that noise. I can.
Okay, well, let's try this in human.
Hello!
Who are you?
It's me, Shadwell the Peacock!
Oh, God, I know
it's
who
it is. Seth the Peacock. Beautiful Peacock!
Okay, I know who you are. What are you... What are you today?
What's wrong?
I got so bum!
What?
He's so warm. Wait, but he hasn't even started.
Well, that's enough. Right, good luck. Good luck, whatever you are, whatever you're going to do, good luck.
Just, right, on, Simon's always so annoyed.
Hold up. Hold up.
Who are you?
Sophia.
Sophia? I haven't seen you around here before.
Yeah, I'm new.
Oh, wow. Before I start, Sophia, do you want this?
No.
Oh. You just wait.
Yeah.
You like that now?
Nah.
Okay.
Okay. He's so stupid.
Now, you could add this idiot to the last act that we watched on here as part of, like,
yeah,
in between breaks of songs. So wait, they just let him go until he gets all four axes? Now, did they coach up the judges to
I think so.
Play along?
He lands so hard.
Is he okay? Is he okay?
He's dead.
Is he okay?
Peacock!
What is wrong with you?
No, it's not my best day.
It's not my best day.
Sorry, Peacock.
Oh,
oh my God, I so
So wait, they put the peacock logo on his ass. Like censored it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
I know.
I'm going to let them judge.
Okay, we're going to have to judge you no matter what.
Please. I'm begging you.
Peacock, this was a hot mess. It really was.
Not a good kind.
I love this.
Peacock. But what do you love? I mean, the whole thing.
It's horrible.
Okay, let's vote.
It's a yes from me.
Yes! I'm going to have to say yes.
Honestly, with this one, I'm going to have to ask the audience.
Yeah!
What the fuck? They finally let him in.
I said no, but everyone loved you, so I'm going to turn it into a yes for you, people.
I actually don't think I could do this anymore. Yes, whatever, anything.
Just go through so you can be done on this show.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did it, but you made it, Peacock. I don't know how you did that.
You got your yes, man. You are in.
This is season 16.
I don't know how he did that. How did he get a yes out of all of us? He hypnotized us.
Right, that's it. That's it.
You got two X's, but four yeses.
Yeah.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to fix his costume for the next time.
Yeah, I think that's part of the act.
I think so, too.
That, like, it falls off.
Yeah,
and
I
mean,
think so, too.
Clearly, it's part of the act. I mean, I can see that.
Yeah. It was
when I watch these, I envision, like, what kind of show could this be? I mean, is this going to be, like, he's going to do, like, it's like Weird Al Yankovic mixed with Carrot Top, you know, mixed with,
but
like...
But he doesn't sing, though.
Well, that's why they went with Carrot Top. Like, so he's got these costumes, you know, Carrot Top has all these, like,
props
and
shit.
Props
and stuff, yeah.
And, but, like, Weird Al Yankovic in terms of the, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Weird Al Yankovic live, but he changes outfits every single song.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him live.
Like, literally every single song. So the only thing this guy could do is if he like, changed outfits constantly. But then how does this be a show? I guess I'm having a hard time, like, you don't sing. You can't, I mean, at a certain point, just your shit falling off and all that is going to get old. Like, mm-hmm. you might be okay for 20 minutes, you know, as long as you have a comedy routine in terms of, like, speaking. But, like, he doesn't.
Part of what's with the crowd the whole time.
Yeah, know? Part of what's funny about this is he's interacting with the judges based on a history of failure at this show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how you, so a Vegas show is you're going to bring on these judges to sit there and fucking...
Right.
I mean, what's the show going to be? I don't... Like, with the other guy we just watched, I could see him, you know, you do a bunch of songs that he wrote... You know, with dancing. I mean, and you
can. And some talking in between.
Yeah, you could bring this idiot on with him, and, you know, because it's very eccentric and shit, and, like, in between songs, have this guy do some, like, little clown show or something.
Right.
But
yeah, he's
beyond
definitely
that.
A full headliner. I couldn't see it.
No.
The other one that was funny, but I've seen before, I don't see. Like, it went through. Do season 16 Towels. Yeah, watch that one.
This here?
Yeah. I've seen an act like this before, but I don't know where it would go from here. Like, I can't sit there for an hour and 30 minutes and watch this.
Right, okay.
And I'm Raphael. We are Les Beaux Frères.
Oh, French.
French-Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Canadian.
Hey.
Hey. What do you do?
We are circus artists, and tonight we will present a little surprise.
Well, best of luck.
See you later. Thank you.
Where'd they go?
Where did they go?
Just walk off like that?
Whoa! Wait, what?
So, this is clowns.
Yeah.
That's what I could see. So they would do other versions, not of this, but like other comedy acts. Mm-hmm. But not for an hour and a half. These are interludes between something else.
Right.
You know, like in a circus, you have clowns that come out between each act and do something. That's what these guys would be. Yeah, not headliners. The camera that's behind him.
Oh my.
So, yeah, basically, like I said, it would be something that would be an interlude between another act. They were the comic relief kind of thing. So, like, you could bring those guys on in between songs from
between
the other guy.
Peacock guy, yeah.
Well, not the peacock guy, the fucking Johnny English or whatever the fuck his name was.
So.
Yeah, showman guy or whatever the armpit girls.
So, it was, it's cool. It's a cool show. I like watching the different acts because they're different. But, yeah, I'll always bring them in and show you what they got.
Yeah, now if we could just get, let's do a Rock Vegas Got Talent and see, like, well, let's bring people on, do shit in studio for us.
We should
entertain us in studio and then
we'll
you
tell
know,
them to dance now, monkey.
Yeah, instead of us being the monkeys,
perform. Be funny.
I wonder if we could, like, do, you know, they do Rockford's Got Talent.
Let's
do a Rock Vegas Got Talent.
We should.
We'd have to, who would we have? You know, some guys that do like guitar and shit like that, like. I know a guy that does magic. I mean, we should do it. Let's see if we can come up with a list of like at least 10 and then have them compete and they all each do like one thing.
And our listeners will vote on them because they always like to participate.
Yeah, we have such good. Maybe we would actually.
That's how we break out that.
You
might be honest. Sometime.
Let's no longer talk about this live on this show because we've just got an idea. And we both literally hit it at the exact same time. Yeah. And that's where we're going to stop that conversation.
We're both thinking Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Absolutely. Cool. Fucking John Cena.
Yeah.
So I think it's. I like this idea and I like that idea. Yeah. And it's time for this idea. That's enough of that. All right, Dave.
Yes, sir.
It's time. This one's a long one. It looks like. Give me a verb ending in ing.
Let's go with looking.
Verb.
Shit.
Verb ending in ing.
Farting.
Verb.
Burp.
Okay. Now, three adjectives.
Sexy, slutty, and shameful? Does that work?
Yeah. Based on the few words before and after, it seems like it'll work. How about two plural nouns?
cars, and let's go with Bills.
Okay, a noun.
Penis.
There we go. Ah, just everything else been kind of like clean, and then yeah. All of a sudden I know where it's penis.
I do random stuff.
Well, since we're talking about penis, mm-hmm. Give me a part of the body plural.
Ooh. Pussy lips. Because that's where you put your penis into.
How about another part of the body plural?
Ooh. Butt cheeks.
Because you could also put your penis there.
You could.
One more part of the body plural. Where else can you put your penis, Dave?
Tits! There are 7 locations that you can put your penis.
Your peni. Mm-hmm. Give me then, Dave, mm-hmm. with that in mind, an occupation.
Let's go with a proctologist.
Proctologist. And speaking of proctologist, give me an animal.
Ooh, let's go with a beaver.
And speaking of beaver, give me a type of food.
Liver and onions.
A place.
You liked my last one, so we're going to go with Warsaw. That's in Poland.
Okay. And a silly word.
Ryan.
All right. Well, Dave, this one's called Let's Fight.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's Fight.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's 4 people talking in this.
Okay.
So I'll just read it as this is what they're saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. They're the best at what they do, and what they do is fight. They are the awesome stars of... Penis Fighter! Wow. Lost it right when I got there. I saw what's coming. I was like, oh boy. They're the awesome stars of Penis Fighter. Ryu is the first one.
Okay.
He may not use his pussy lips very much, but his fists shit for him. Ryu is a shameful student who is serious about becoming a master proctologist. He's always farting his enemy, waiting for the right time to burp. Cammy. Cammy keeps her cars close and her bills closer. Don't let her kind butt cheeks fool you. She also goes by the nickname Killer Beaver. Wow. Bison. There is no more sexy... There is no one more sexy than Bison. He craves power. A country like Ryan will never be enough for him. He won't stop until he's the most slutty martial artist in the entire Warsaw.
Wow.
Chun Li. When it comes to super fast reflexes, Chun Li takes the liver and onions. Her kick sends her enemies looking to the ground on their tits. Wow. So, some strong contenders here. Right off the bat, they are the awesome stars of Penis Fighter.
Yeah, that was really good.
The serious about becoming a master proctologist
yeah.
is very good. She also goes by the nickname Killer Beaver is really funny.
Yeah, I don't let her kind buttocks fool you.
Don't let her kind butt cheeks fool you.
Mm-hmm.
And Chun-Li takes the liver and onions. So what are we thinking
I'm
here?
I'm thinking Penis Fighter.
Yeah, they are the awesome stars of Penis Fighter.
Yeah, that would definitely bring someone along and be like, what the fuck did they talk about here? If they don't know our show.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you, yeah. For new listeners, it'd be very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, because they're probably thinking, like, we came up with this fucking thing called Penis Fighter. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of did.
We did. We're the awesome stars of it, too.
We're the awesome stars of Penis Fighter. Along with Ryu, Cammy, Bison, and Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Cammy, who goes by Killer Beaver.
Killer Beaver.
That's pretty good. All right, buddy. I think that'll do it for this episode, huh?
Shit.
All right. Please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
We're going to find Deadpool boxers.
Amazon.
We're going to find edible Rosie O'Donnell underwear.
Amazon.
We're going to get an industrial size tubo lube.
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. I'm rubbing it. So there I am in my car. Listen to shitty music. And I ask myself the tough questions. Why am I listening to the same song over and over again when I could be listening to the D2R Podcast Network? And is it true that he who smelt it dealt? And why the fuck did the chicken cross the road? And what the hell is on Joey's head? Hey, I wonder if Yoko Ono saw yesterday, today. I wonder if tomorrow was yesterday. Rockford reference. The D2R Podcast Network. Live for today or yesterday.